U.S. President Barack Obama today called for cooperation from Muslim countries in defeating extremism and for a Palestinian state to be created. In a keynote address delivered this morning at Cairo University in Egypt, the U.S. president also urged a new chapter in relations with the Muslim world. Chris Altieri reports.
The American president said he seeks a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world.
There's so much fear, so much mistrust that has built up over the years. But if we choose to be bound by the past, we will never move forward.
Repeating that America is not the enemy of Islam, the president renewed America's commitment to combating violent extremism, saying the United States will defend itself in a manner that respects the sovereignty of nations and the rule of law, in partnership with Muslim communities that are also threatened. Obama recalled the unbreakable bonds of culture and history that unite the U.S. and the State of Israel, while promising that America will not turn its back on the Palestinian people's legitimate aspiration for dignity.
The United States does not accept the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlements. This construction violates previous agreements and undermines efforts to achieve peace. It is time for these settlements to stop. And Israel must also live up to its obligation to ensure that Palestinians can live and work and develop their society. And Israel must take concrete steps to enable such progress.
The president called on Palestinians to abandon violence, saying that moral authority is vacated when violence is perpetrated against innocents. President Obama also spoke directly to the need for universal tutelage of human rights, specifically dedicating an entire section of his speech to the challenge of securing real respect for religious freedom.
Among some Muslims, there's a disturbing tendency to measure one's own faith by the rejection of somebody else's faith. The richness of religious diversity must be upheld, whether it is for Maronites in Lebanon or the Copts in Egypt. And if we are being honest, fault lines must be closed among Muslims as well. Freedom of religion is central to the ability of peoples to live together.
President Obama said Americans are ready to join with Muslim citizens to help all people to a better life. I'm Chris Altieri.